Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this public hearing, Town of Curry Beach. Call to order, the opening and purpose of this hearing. Purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed amendment to Chapter 19, Zoning of the Code of Ordinances, Section 339, Minimum Parking Requirements. Subsections 1, Any Residential Use, and 2, Multiple Family, regarding number of vehicles that may be parked on a property at any one time. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on June 25th, 2018, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on June 27th and July 4th, 2018, thus meeting notification requirements. For those people who have public comments on this particular item, I would like you to sign up at the podium, and you'll have a chance to address them. So, do we have anyone signed up, Nancy?
I can sign up my name down. I'm signed up.
There's only one name here.
But you can sign up right here.
You can sign up right here, if you wish to.
Sorry, I didn't
read. That's quite all right.
I don't have anything prepared, so I'm just going to...
We don't either.
I doubted that, right?
Well, you're in a good mood.
For now.
Mayor, I just have one question. Do you want me to stand up for that?
If you have a specific question relative to this item, you can certainly stand up and talk.
Either way, that's fine. Yes. Okay.
Anyone else?
I'll give you a break.
All right. Okay. I have three individuals. The first is Megan Garrett. If you would state your name and, of course, your address.
Megan Garrett, 133 Settlers Lane, Curry Beach.
Okay.
I'm here today representing the Beach Walk Homeowners Association. We have concerns not only about the proposed changes to the ordinance that we're talking about today, but also the one that there was a public hearing in May 4th. We happened to miss that announcement somehow. But this proposed change that we're discussing today, I think we feel further restricts parking in a condition that's already going to be very difficult for parking when people have parties, funerals, and people have to come.
Excuse me, Megan, yes. So are you talking about what's already been deployed, or are you talking about this particular ordinance you're talking about now?
I'm talking about how this particular ordinance we're discussing now further restricts we have concerns about that restriction that I understand has already been passed.
If you stay for the council meeting, we're going to talk in detail about possible resolutions to some of these items. So go ahead. Sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. So because of the already passed ordinance changes to no street parking. In our particular neighborhood, there is no street parking right now, so the only options are parking on the property owner's properties, and restricting the number of vehicles on someone's own personal property seems above and beyond what should be necessary in an environment that's already being fairly restrictive on parking. In the other ordinance, I know that it said, it's up to the owners to enforce if someone else is parked on your property that's not you, not supposed to be there, to call it into the police. And so I don't understand why it's in the town's interest to make a further stipulation on how many cars one can have on their own individual property.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Gail Morris, please state your address.
Gail Morris, 511 Surf Drive in Beach Walk, Curry Beach. And I don't have anything prepared. I wasn't planning on speaking. My husband and I are here. We are homeowners. And we have parking in our driveway enough for two vehicles. We have friends who are handicapped and who cannot walk distances. The nearest available parking spaces close to our home is 2 to 3 blocks away. And we're going to have to, when we're in the midst of having a party or another gathering, we'll have to do carpools to bring people back and forth. We cannot park on our grass. We have an irrigation system, and we would be putting that at risk. What I would like as a recommendation, if I could, or something to consider, is we have the Curie Beach stickers that we put on our vehicles. If something can be given to residents to, or even allow us to park our vehicles on the street so that other people can maybe use our garage, it is going to cause a hardship going forward for us.
Okay. So your comments are relative to
Megan's.
There's nothing to do with the design point on this.
Okay. Sorry if it doesn't produce.
That's all right. We are going to talk about that later if you would like to stay and hear some of the actions that we're going to discuss.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Do you know the width of your street, curb to curb?
I don't offhand know the width. I can find out and let you know, but I don't know.
It's not for me, it's for y'all. A 26-foot street allows parking on one side, and the community gets to decide which that is.
Yep. We're actually going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that.
I mean, some people want parking. I don't want it on my side of the street.
We're going to talk about that particular piece of this parking in our regular council meeting.
Okay.
This is really I don't mean to be short. I'm just trying to keep it to what this addressed and advertised item was so that we can close this and then we can move to things that other people would like to talk about. Thank you. And no idea is a bad idea. Thank you for your idea. Mr. Kim Paisley.
Thank you, Mayor. This will be quick. I'm Kim Paisley, 617 3rd Avenue South, Curie Beach. Been here for 37 years. Wonderful years, all of them. Commend you on your establishment of some base minimums. It certainly gives you something to work off of, and if we go forward to here, and something we can all discuss from that point. What I didn't see here, and maybe I've overlooked it, vacant lots that you have here, minimums based on occupancy, okay, and the lots that are there. What do we do with vacant lots? Okay, and the parking is subject, to that.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you're right, it's a design point. If you're going to build a structure, these are design points you must comply to, or the ordinance officer can stop the build or not approve things. On an empty lot, I haven't thought about that very deeply.
Private property.
Yes, private property, so I guess you can do what you wish as long as it doesn't violate a town ordinance, meaning if you're in particular RA1 or RA2 districts, you can't have paid parking on your private lot, right? But if you want to park neighbors or friends on your private lot, I don't see an issue with that.
Okay. And I commend you for the enforcement section. It gives the owner flexibility for his lot. Okay.
Uh-huh,
it doesn't
involve
resources until it's necessary.
Right.
Thank you.
No problem. I should probably read this. I can find it. I thought I had it right here. There it is. Okay. Minimum parking requirements. The number of off-street parking spaces required by this section shall be provided on the same or contiguous lot with the principal use of this section and the required number of off-street parking spaces specified for each use shall be considered as an absolute minimum. In addition, a developer shall evaluate his own needs to determine if they are greater than the minimum specified for this chapter. For purpose of this chapter, an off-street parking space shall be no less than 9 feet in width and 20 feet in length in an area within a minimum 10 feet ingress and egress provided for the off-street parking area. Two parking spaces for up to three bedrooms and one additional parking space for each bedroom thereafter per each dwelling, provided that no more than six vehicles shall be parked on the property at any one time for a property consisting of one dwelling unit, and no more than four vehicles per dwelling unit shall be parked on the property at any one time for a property consisting of two dwelling units. So this is a design enforcement point. I don't know if you have more.
It's also a way for short-term rentals, if you've seen, they put 12 cars every space that they can get one. Aesthetics issue to keep that from getting out of hand.
Does everybody understand this is for new design?
Yes.
New homes that are going to be built required.
Do I need to go back up to the podium to ask a question?
Sure, yes.
So. So, Maggie here at 133 Settlers Lane. So you say this is for a new design, but the red text there provided that no more than six vehicles shall be parked on the property at any one time for a property consisting of so many units. I mean, that is not a design feature. That is cars parked on a property. And the other ordinance that we said we're going to talk about later in your regular meeting talks about parking on grass on a property to alleviate parking on a street. So I think more language needs to be added here, if that is not the intent of this, to take away from the ability to park on your own property to comply with other ordinances for the town.
Okay. I would tell you that the intent here, and there isn't language here that says that if there are more cars parked there, that there is a fine or a penalty associated with that. There is a penalty associated with if you have so many vehicles on your property that you're sticking into the bike lane or the pedestrian lane or onto the paved right of way. So it is a design point and it's a preferred point, but gentlemen, you can help me with this. I don't think we have a penalized point in this ordinance.
No, but Mr. Batson's not going to issue a building permit if they don't follow these design standards. Correct me, John, if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
That's correct. So he's not going to issue, they're going to come to him with a design. They're going to have to show him that they've got these parking places in place before he's going to let them build their home.
Right.
So Mr. Whitley's point about it being an aesthetics issue may not be completely resolved because a person could have more than six vehicles on their property. It's just that they couldn't have spaces for more than six vehicles, essentially, in their design.
I would say you may not be able to get four Ford F-150s on this property, but you might be able to get eight Mini Coopers on that property. So from my perspective, do not violate the public right-of-ways,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
And if you're violating the public right-of-ways, you will get a ticket. If you're not violating the public right-of-ways, we have a lot of important things for our police officers to do than to run down and count the number of cars that are in driveways. But this is really a design point, and to follow through on that, it is a preference and an aesthetic not to overload them.
Okay.
Anybody have a different point? Anybody have any other comments on this particular issue?
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
I have a motion to close the hearing.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Okay.
15-minute break?
15-minute break. And then we'll get to what a lot of you are here for. Eventually. Excuse me.
Good. How are you?
Four grand.
Okay.